in general, an officer-involved shooting, what usually goes through the officer's mind when they are forced to discharge their weapon?
You know, I've been doing these for many, many years, and generally what happens, they get a what I call almost tunnel vision, and they have one thing on their mind, and that's how to stay alive at that moment. And what happens is you have a fairly benign circumstance that suddenly goes bad in a matter of seconds or even shorter. And what the officers are concentrated on is how to defend themselves and the brother and sister officers or another citizen. And when you program that all into a very, very short time period, it's almost a tunnel vision-like circumstance until it's over. And what takes place in seconds, many times these cops, they tell me it feels like it's minutes or even longer.
That decision that the officer takes, they don't have long to make that decision whether to shoot if they feel that the suspect has a weapon and is ready to attack.
Well, you're partially right, but what we try to train in the academy is what we call objective reasonableness with the use of deadly force. And many times the statute in New York is pretty broad in terms of giving the officer the right or at least a defense if he uses deadly force. But what we try to use is something known as a force continuum. And that may be yelling or screaming at the person to drop a weapon, maybe using less than lethal alternatives like cap spray or a taser if you can get it out in time. And always we like to try to train these officers, in fact do train them, not to use deadly force unless there's no other option. Now, what I just described to that force continuum may be impossible sometimes if they're instantaneously confronted in close quarters with a gun or a knife or a baseball bat, that type of thing.
When does an officer have the, in your opinion, the responsibility to shoot to disarm or shoot to maim rather than shoot to kill in these situations?
Well, there's no distinction in the penal law for it, and the issue is generally, is there an enumerated felony that justifies the use of deadly force, or is the deadly force imminent or being used? In other words, if it's in very close proximity to the officer or a third person, then the officer may respond in kind. Most of the shoot to kill or shoot to wound business, that's more a byproduct of television and movie stuff. And the reality is, when most of these circumstances, officers are trained to put rounds out to terminate the threat, and it's very hard to try to shoot a gun out of someone's hand or shoot them in the leg in those circumstances.
In the officer-involved shootings that you have handled as the attorney for police officers, has it been almost all of these cases where that use of deadly force shooting, for example, justified?
Well, we, contrary to what you may see sometimes with people that are uninformed with these cases, it is beyond rare to have an officer ever convicted of misuse of deadly force. And in fact, in the 30-plus years I've been doing it, I can't think of one where there's been one of these catastrophic cases where cops end up going to jail, you know, for a lengthy period for misuse of a handgun or a nightstick or a blackjack, any of that. We have a great record here in Western New York, and that's because we train these cops very conservatively. And while these cases get huge publicity, the reality is it is a precious few that ever end up being prosecuted.
Tom, we've seen three officer-involved shootings in the region since this summer. Is this an anomaly to you, or are we seeing an increase in people being, where officers are being in danger more often as suspects may be more brazen?
That's an interesting question. Statistically, it is almost impossible to predict these things on a monthly or a weekly or even an annual basis. Sometimes there's a cluster of these events and then it looks like it's real bad. But when it's spread out over a long period of time, they're still extremely rare. And the other end of it is to remember, it's not the police that are engaging in these deadly force circumstances. It's the police reacting to someone that puts them in a position where they have to make a life or death decision. So while we've had a number here, another one recently in Chautauqua County only a couple of days ago, this may be a statistical bump, not something that is indication that either the citizens are more violent or officers are using too much force. It's just when you get a number of them, I think everybody focuses on it.